Welcome to The Stepmom Side with Alicia Crasco, the podcast for stepmoms ready to create the life they want and one they actually have a say in. Here we talk all things stepmom life and just a little bit more. Leave the superficial conversations at the door and get ready for perspective shifts and actionable advice to help you on your way to creating the life you want, one step at a time.
Hey, welcome back to this week's podcast episode. It's the second weekend in May, so if you're listening to this when it comes out, it will be May 14th. That means that you have survived this past weekend, so hats off to you. And kind of going off of that, let's talk about the only thing that you can control. And I hear this so many times from stepmoms, myself included, like when I was in my early years as a stepmom, like I would be so caught up in what my partner was doing, what the kids are doing, what the ex was doing, what my in-laws were doing, what my friends were doing, what my family was doing, what society was doing or telling me, or all of those people were telling me about how I should be or how I should show up as a stepmom. And what I hear from stepmoms is like, Alicia, I don't know what to do because I'm trying to do everything. And in turn, I'm doing nothing. And I find myself resentful. I find myself people-pleasing, which I don't want to people-please, but that's where I find myself stuck. I find myself trying to be everything for everyone, and I feel like neglected, like myself, because I'm not taking care of myself. I'm like doing all of these other things for all these other people, and I'm just pissed. Like, I spend my days crying. I spend my days frustrated. I spend my days questioning, like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? How did I, somebody that waited to get into a relationship for so long, how was I duped into this? How was I naive enough? Is that it? Like, was I naive enough to think that like things would just work out? Like, how bad could it be? And then I got into it and I was like, oh, shit, this is what's really happening. So what do I do? And first of all, I just want to say, like, I see you. I get it. I was just out to lunch with a girlfriend today and like we were talking about that, and it's the hardest thing because as a stepmom, you don't actually know what you're signing up for, right? And there's all of these variables. There's all of these control groups and like all these different things that are like going on. And listen, I'm just going to level with you. Like, if I had a crystal ball and I could say, hey girl, like, what we need to do is change this person and then everything is going to work out. Or if we could change that situation, everything is going to work out. Or if we could change, you know, so-and-so's behavior, everything is going to work out. We can't do that. But what we can do is we can control how we show up, how we respond, not react, but respond to different scenarios. And let me just go ahead and differentiate responding versus reacting. So if you're new, you probably react to every situation because you didn't know. You didn't know that there were going to be last minute schedule changes. You didn't know that the ex was like going to be in your house literally and figuratively more often than that. You didn't know that your stepkids were going to feel like spies walking around reporting everything back. You didn't know that your partner would collapse in bed at the end of the night exhausted because they've been doing all of the parenting and all of the kid stuff. You didn't know that your life would be controlled by a divorce decree, a custody plan, a parenting plan decided by two people that had no intention of ever bringing you in to this situation, this dynamic. And it's a lot. And so you're like, I have no idea what's coming. Everything's coming out of left field. So you're just reacting. And I'm not going to shame you on that because I did the same thing. Not pretty, not my shiniest moment. However, if you pay attention, and I think this is like where the magic happens, like the change in your relationship, the change in your step family, is if you pay attention, you can start to see patterns. Okay, every year when we start school, we know that school clothes shopping or school supply shopping is going to be an issue. We already know that's going to be an issue. Here's what we can do to circumvent it. We already know that holidays are going to be an issue because of X, Y, and Z. Insert whatever is applicable to your family. We already know that birthdays are an issue because we feel like we're competing with the other house. We already know that whatever the situation is, you know your family. I can give you specific examples from my family, but you know your family. And that's what I want you to pay attention to. Okay, so every third week, maybe there's a last minute schedule change. Every 2 months, all of a sudden the other house can't have the kids on selected days or whatever. You already know what that pattern is, but maybe you haven't put it together. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to grab a pen and paper. So if you are multitasking while listening to a podcast, hey, I see you. That's totally me too. But come back to me for this one. Grab a pen and paper or make some notes in your phone. These are the same fights that we keep having. These are the same stressors we keep having. These are the same struggles that we keep having. And I want you to make a note of them and be a detail about it. On this date, this happens. This date, this happens. Like, document, 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 right? Like, that's your best friend as a stepmom. Document, 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 document. And not only necessarily for court, but for yourself, because you can go from reacting. And once you recognize these patterns, you can say, okay, I already know that this is going to happen. Or we got this text that was cryptic or was kind of like out of left field. Well, when that happened, then this happened. So you can kind of mentally prepare for when this happens, then that, right? If, then statements. And so you know that it's going to be cyclical. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't know this, listen to me loud and clear. Whatever you're fighting about in your stepfamily, you're going to keep fighting about until you put this one to rest. So this situation is going to keep coming up until it's solved. And if it is not solved, you're going to keep having that situation. You're going to keep fighting with your partner about it. And it is not going to be fun at all. Might be speaking from personal experience. But what we're going to do is make a plan. Okay, here's what this is the situation that keeps coming up. Here's what I have been doing. That's not working. But here's what we're going to do. So you don't want to react. You don't want to be in that situation where you're like, caught off guard and you're just like, ah, this is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to do. No, we're going to mentally prepare and know that it's coming or know that something's coming. Maybe you don't know exactly what it is. Maybe it changes a little bit every time, but you're going to know this is coming because really at the end of the day, all you can do is control yourself. And that sucks. And that's really hard because it would be so much easier just to go and control everyone else and every other situation and just be like, okay, we're good. We got it. Like, everything is under control. Nope. Because I'm going to give you an analogy that I heard, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago. It was about the difference between a Coke bottle and a water bottle. A Coke bottle, if you shake it up, what happens? You're going to shake it up with a lid on, right? So it's screwed on tight. You shake it up. What's going to happen? It's going to explode, right? Water bottle, you shake it up. What's going to happen? It's probably going to bubble a little bit. Maybe there's going to be some air bubbles in there, and then it's going to settle right back down. What you want to do, my friend, is you want to be the water bottle. Right now, we might be full-on Coke bottle, but what we want to do is we want to get to the point where we are the water bottle. Whatever's going on inside us is going to be okay. It might bubble us a little bit, but we're not going to be like, rawr, and claws out. We're not going to explode. We're not going to do all of these things because it's not worth the turmoil for your mental health. It's not worth the turmoil in your relationship. It's not worth the energy that you need to expend on that. And here's something that I say to stepmoms, like that are in the community. When things are going sideways, and girlfriend, you know that they're going to. When things are going sideways, don't go to your partner about it first. They don't need to know. They don't deserve to know every single thing that you think. They don't need to know for the umpteenth time that you think that the ex is insert whatever adjective you've got. Or they don't need to know your latest thoughts on the kids or in-laws or whatever the case may be. So here's what I say to the stepmoms in the community. Come here first. Come to the community first. Type out everything you want to type. This is what's going on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What would you guys do? And get feedbacks from other stepmoms and then go back. You've got a chance to like get it all out. You've got a chance to calm down. You've got a chance to get some advice. You've got a chance to get some support. And then you can gather your thoughts. Cool, calm, collected. If only. But gather your thoughts. And then what is the agenda for going to your partner and saying something to them and getting that like laid out and then going to them, having the ability to articulate what you want to say, not going to them first, because I know it's going to end in a fight. You know, it's going to end in a fight or it's going to end in a massive argument. And is that what you want? Can guarantee you that it's not. So if you're in the community, you know that I say this, like come here first, get the support. If you're not in the community, now is a good time to join my friend, aliciacrasco.com/community. You can hop in there, post whatever it is that you want to post, get actionable advice, get support, get feedback on what other stepmoms have been through, what they recommend doing, and I will hop in too. And then you can go to your partner, because we're working on responding and not reacting. Responding is like, okay, I've got a plan. I'm going to implement that plan, and then we'll move forward from there. So the plan is, and this is pretty basic, but you can kind of like cover it with any situation. If you get, let's say you get a text or a last minute schedule change or a nasty gram or whatever the case may be, you don't have to respond right away. That's not a requirement. You don't have to respond within 2 seconds. You don't have to respond within 5 minutes. Actually, it's better probably if you don't, because you're going to be like, you're turning into the Coke bottle, and then it's all going to come out. That is not what you want. First of all, that other person is not worth your mental health. Secondly, it's not a dire emergency 99% of the time, right? Just take your time and respond. Think it out, process it through. Probably not a good idea to go to your partner right away and be like, what do you think about this? Let's talk about it right now. Because there's a good chance that they also need to process something that isn't really talked about. But there's a good chance that they also need to process what the hell's just going on, what's just happening. And there's a good chance that maybe they are a little like skittish about talking to you about it because of what your reaction has been. Maybe you have been that Coke bottle. No shame, because I absolutely was the Coke bottle. You even thought about looking at me sideways and blew the top magnificently every time. Spectacular display. Again, not my shiniest moments, but the only thing that you can control is yourself. And it comes back to me, myself, and I. And that sounds selfish, but like, what do I want my life to look like? Do I want my life to look like me exploding at the drop of a hat? No, I don't want that. Do I also want these last minute schedule changes? No, but now that I know that they're going to be happening, okay, I can prep myself. And listen, this works even if your partner's like, whatever, it's not a pattern. This is not for them. This is for you. This is not for them. So listen to me. Come back to me for a second. Recognizing patterns and behavior, this is not for them. This is for you. So you're like, okay, this behavior happens this situation happens every so often. That behavior recognition, pattern recognition, whatever you want to call it, that is for you. And your partner might not see it. They might not want to see it, but we're not working on controlling them. We're not working on getting them to see things from our perspective. We're not working on them being as pissed off as we are. We're not working on them like being as unbothered as you are. We're working on, we're going to be the water bottle. We are not going to be as ruffled. They, you know what? There's a good chance that they might be pissed or as pissed or more pissed than you are. We're not matching that energy, because what we're going to be is a soft place for them to land. And what your soft place to land is the community to get that support, because your partner's too close to the situation to potentially think rationally through things or like to not be emotionally invested, right? But we're working on being the water bottle. We've got a plan. We know that this happens. What are we going to do differently next time? So the next time that you find yourself caught up, spiraling, circling the drain, being annoyed, turning into a Coke bottle, just remember, we're working on being the water bottle. We're working on responding, not reacting. And you can wait. Like I said, you can wait 24 hours to respond. You can wait 5 minutes to respond. You can wait 8 hours to respond. You can wait a few days. Nothing, more chances than that, nothing requires an urgent, oh my gosh, you need to get back to me ASAP, unless of course it is that situation, right? But please don't get caught up in what your partner's doing, what the kids are doing, what the ex is doing, what your in-laws are doing, what your friends are doing, your family, the society. Don't get caught up on what everyone else is doing and what everyone else is telling you to do, because I will tell you, again, personal experience, I will tell you, you will lose yourself. And you will be stretched so thin, you will be burnt out, you will be frustrated, you will be questioning your choices, wondering, why the hell am I here? Why did I sign up for this? I can't believe this is my life. Like that will be you. And maybe that is you. And if that is you, I just want to say, I see you. That sucks. That's a shitty place to be in. And I don't want that for you. So if that is you, send me a message on Instagram at Alicia Crasco. And let me know that podcast episode number 44, which is crazy that it's number 44, resonates. And like, you get it. Like that's where you are and you understand. But again, work on being that Coke bottle and work on being the water bottle. Do not work on being the Coke bottle. Work on being the water bottle. Okay, I know that this situation is going to come up. Here's what I'm going to do this time. I know that this exchange might happen. Here's what I'm going to do this time. And it could be not even that, like, somebody else is doing something to you, because a lot of situations that I see are like transition days. It's just the kids coming over that has me like walking on eggshells. It has me anxious. It has me, you know, combative. It has me feeling all out of sorts. You and every other stepmom, girlfriend, every other stepmom feels like that too. But it's how they handle it that's different. So if you know that it's going to be an issue when the kids come over, maybe you picked a fight with your partner that morning, relatable. But here's what I would recommend doing differently, like in that situation. Rather than being there and have it be a ball of nerves or a ball of anxiety or you on edge, or you guys, obviously there's enough tension in the house that you can cut it with a knife. Like, rather than doing that, why don't you go for a walk? Why don't you go to a coffee shop and get a tea, a coffee, grab lunch by yourself? Why don't you go window shop at Target? Why don't you go run errands? Why don't you take your dog for a walk? Go somewhere else. And before you say, Alicia, I don't want to do that because it makes it feel like they're winning. I see you. Absolutely. It does feel like they're winning. I lived with that too. I'm like, I'm not leaving. This is my house. I'm not letting them win. We're not doing that. It's not a competition with the kids. It's not a competition of like who's winning by who's getting to be there. No, no, no. This comes back to you and your mental health and your sanity of, okay, if I go somewhere else and I'm doing something else when they get there, I miss all the craziness of when the kids show up. You know, like, they're going to be so excited to see their parent. They're going to be so excited to see them. Or maybe not. Maybe they had a rough week and they're not excited to see them. And so you, unfortunately, miss all of that. Unfortunately, air quotes, sarcasm, right? But you miss out like on all of the excitement of them like fawning all over their partner. I keep wanting to say partner. Yeah, you miss all of the excitement of them fawning all over their parent, and you're just like chopped liver in the corner there. So you're not going to be there for that. But then also, if they come over and it's not good, you're going to miss that too. You're not going to be there for that. So then everyone can kind of settle into their routine or settle into like being back at your house. And then you get to come back after so long of like just being. And it might be awkward the first few times, absolutely, because it's like, well, why isn't she here? Like, what's going on? But after a few times, you're going to be okay. And you're going to be like, okay, this is actually a lot better. And if you're in the community and you do this, you better post about it because I want to hear it. But it's okay for you to not be there. It's okay for you not to show up to every pickup or drop off. That's okay. That's one of the most common things that I see stepmoms get all riled up about. Go somewhere else. Do something else. It's one of the easiest things that you can do. But again, we're working on being the water bottle. So you might feel like a little bit of a Coke bottle the first few times. It's okay. Baby steps, girlfriend. Baby steps. We're going to sometimes take 10 steps forward and maybe a couple steps back. Maybe we'll take 30 steps forward and 5 steps back. Maybe 2 steps forward and 30 steps back. It's okay. We're working on progress. We're not working on perfection. We're working on progress. Progress over perfection. And here's your reminder that even the smallest steps forward are still steps forward. You've got this. I'm in your corner. I'm here for you. You can send me a message. You can come see me in the community as well. Again, aliciacrasco.com/community. But work on being a water bottle. Work on being not so shook up, literally and figuratively, about everything that's going on in your stepfamily. Who cares about everyone else? It is not worth your mental health. It is not worth your sanity. It's also not worth what's happening to your relationship because of this. So go out there, take life by the horns, do your thing. I'm in your corner. Let me know how I can support you, but I will chat with you next week. Thanks for taking time to listen to this week's episode. If anything was helpful or resonated with you, please share it on social media and tag me. I'm just at Alicia Crasco. And if you could leave a 5-star rating and review while you're at it, that would also be really helpful. And if you find yourself struggling with your stepmom journey and you want a little bit more support without the hefty price tag of coaching, you might want to check out
the Stepmom Side community, which is my own private community for stepmoms, where you get to connect with other stepmoms around the world and myself, where I hold weekly office hours and monthly group coaching. It's kind of like you have your own personal coach in your own back pocket. Again, without that hefty price tag. See you next week.